Round.
Some are made like pone loaf bread.
Yeah, some made like pone loaf bread, and some they pat them out, you know, where they won't be too thick. But it's really good.
What's a pone?
Just a pone loaf bread.
Is that long?
Yeah, long or round, either shape you want to. Just don't always want to bake it in there. If the pan is round, it'll make a round loaf. And if it's a square, it'll make square loaves.
You say a square pone?
Yeah, square pone.
Okay. Okay, you said there are two kinds of bread. Homemade bread and then the kind that you buy at the store called?
Loaf bread and then buns.
Okay.
I like them buns, but I don't like them. I don't like loaf bread, just in blocks.
Yeah. Okay, this is something fried in deep fat and it's got a hole in the middle.
What?
Something fried in deep fat and it's got a hole in the middle.
Well, that ain't meat, is it?
No. It's round, it's got a hole in the center.
Oh, that's a cake pan. You make a cake.
Yeah, I'm thinking of something that you make.
Donuts.
Yeah, donuts. Okay. Yeah, you fry donuts. I forgot about them.
Yeah, are there different kinds of donuts?
Yeah, donuts. I never did make the one kind, and you just make them up like you're going to make tea cakes, only you have them in thicker and put them in the hot grease. And have you a little lid to make a hole in the center and then fry. And that hole will be there in the center when you take them out. You have to turn them over, you know, let them brown on one side and turn them over.
Yeah.
And brown on that side and time brown on that side, they're ready to take out a pan.
Okay. This is something you'd make up a batter and fry three or four of these and you'd have them for breakfast.
Flitters.
Okay.
Yeah, Herbert, he likes flitters.
Flapjacks, Carl.
Flapjacks.
Okay. Say you'd go to the store to buy two quarts of flour.
Two what?
You'd go to the store to buy two.
Of what?
Flour.
Two sacks.
Okay, how much would be in a sack of flour?
We just get 10 pounds. They've got them 25 pound sacks, but I always just get a 10 pound sack.
Yeah.
10 pounds.
So you say one sack of flour holds 10 quart of flour.
Oh, a 10 pound sack of flour will do us about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Just make biscuits of the morning, you know.
Okay. How much flour is in that?
Oh, there's a 10 pound in a 10 pound sack.
Okay. And the inside part of an egg.
That's a yolk.
Okay, what color is that?
Yellow.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boil them. Boil eggs.
Okay.
With a hull on.
Yeah. What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water?
Well, your dad used to eat them when he'd have sick headache, Herbert. Cook them in hot.
Proached eggs.
Yeah, proached eggs.
What?
Proached eggs.
Okay.
He'd eat them when he'd have a sick headache, his daddy would. And that's all.
See, my proached them in hot water.
To stay on his stomach, you know, and he'd eat them for breakfast. Poached eggs. But I'd boil eggs for him to eat some in the mornings, and then I'd fry them. Frying an egg to eat. I ain't eat one in 3 weeks or 3 months. Here. I just burn out on eggs.
What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Well, sugar cured meat is awful good to fry it. But I don't like no smoked meat or nothing in beans whenever I cook beans. See, my